Thank you.
All right, Ms. Ware, and then I've seen two other hands from members who've already spoken. I want to make sure that every council member's had the opportunity before I go to any other council members again. Ms. Ware, I've got you.
I want to respond.
Ms. Ware.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And thank you, Mayor, for being here. And thank you for the information given. Now, you talked a lot about personalities and human nature. And it is human nature to sometimes. Part of your human nature that I always talked about is your vocabulary is enough.
This is not gross.
Keep your human nature intact and keep your words where they are being palatable to your grandchildren.
I'm no granddad of course.
But I do think it is important for us to know that you have taken seriously whatever pitfalls there have been there. And for me, it is important to know that we have not minimized what has taken place and that corrective action is being taken to make sure that we don't repeat it, regardless to who the victim is. We need to do what we can to make sure that we're doing all of the right things. And for me, I see a lot of people in the room, and I mean, I just like to know if some of these are part of the existing staff or part of the new partnership or what we have going forward. Many of these people I've seen down through the years, I've seen the work that they've done, and this is a critical service that's provided to every segment of our community. I wish we didn't need it. Mm-hmm. I wish we didn't ever have the opportunity to have to use it, but it is what it is. And moving forward, I really hope that we are dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and making sure that this valuable service is available to every segment of our community, and that we don't have the opportunity to go back and even have to make this a part of 2 and 3 and 4 hour discussion of if we look at it now and see how we can plan better and do it better. And I hear what you're saying, and I know you well enough to know you don't always reveal everything that's going on, but I have the confidence to know that you've taken it seriously and that you're taking the steps there. But at some point, we do need to know what is happening and what we can expect.
Sure. Well, it really brought to my attention. I don't want to alarm you all. I'm out all over the city. And I wanted you all to kind of put yourselves in my seat as a mayor. Let me give you something on response time. I talked to two police officers, and sometimes ride at night and ask a police officer on a given Saturday night, what response time is on a given Saturday night in South Memphis, mm-hmm. from the tough areas of North Memphis. So when I hear you all say all of these things, and I understand it because you're not managers, you're not operational people. We sometimes, unless it's a murder or a police officer's down, we got gaps sometimes, I'm talking on serious crimes, maybe 50 minutes. Officer Young, you know what I'm talking about? On Saturday nights. And then when I hear you all debate, and I don't want to open this can of worms up, but I don't want to get into that. I need as many police officers as I can. And I hear you talk about a gap in the service of a rape victim. I'm not minimizing that. But if you're Willie Harrington and you know that on a given Saturday night, you got gaps, and I hate to tell you this, all over this city with response time with the police, depending on what's going on. And you would know that because, I mean, I understand that. You're legislated, you approve budgets, you go through something, but we got gaps in some critical areas this world. And I don't sleep well a lot of times knowing that. And the police got to make some choices. What do they respond to that? You can have a burglary, and you may not see a police in several hours. Why? Because his priorities on something else. Because we don't have enough police officers. Now, I know that's, you may say that's not germane, but it is. I'm making a point. You have some gaps in critical service delivery right now in your police department that ought to be as frightening to you as what occurred at that rape crisis center. It ought to be even more frightening.
The other questions, Mr. Mayor. Collins and Ms. Folio. I've got you down.